Hey, this is Jen. Welcome to the Light Seeking Podcast. So I have taken a bit of a hiatus and I am excited to return to bringing you content that is applicable in today's modern world of spirituality. And one of the topics that I feel is really important to talk about right now, because I feel like it will validate a lot of people as well as validate your emotional maybe roller coaster that you're going through, but also validate some experiences that you've had with perhaps unawakened people. Or I actually just did a video in my Facebook group today where I discussed being aware but not awakened. So the topic of this particular podcast is going to be the masks are falling off. And the reason that I bring this up is because, as you can see on a social, geopolitical, global scale, many truths are coming to the surface where things that people believed in, perhaps maybe like celebrity ideologies, or like, what do they want to call that? What is the word I'm looking for? Social influencer ideologies. They're crashing. The masks are falling off. We just had, like a week ago, the whole Will Smith episode, right? So I'm in my late 40s. Many people out there grew up watching the becoming of Will Smith, you know, from the Fresh Prince to the, Hollywood icon. And now we are seeing the complete emotional breakdown of a man who has come full circle to watching his marriage in the media be completely wrecked, his wife shame him, and he literally lost his crap on one of the most iconic award shows of our time. So there's one example of the mask falling off. Another example of the masks falling off are, not to be political, and I'm not even going to explain this one too much, but you see Jen Psaki from the Biden administration just up and resigning and leaving. Makes you wonder, was she really truly invested, or was she just fulfilling a role? So there's two specific cases in our society, one being a celebrity, one being in a political arena, of people where the masks, the facade that they've been living under, has fallen off and the truth is revealed. So what are we seeing in our lives? Because as it is being played out on a global scale across the world, it is also being played out in our lives. And it cannot help but have this conversation with friends and confidants multiple times a day, or even, you know, through as the weeks have gone by. It feels like this has been a theme for the past like 3 to 4 weeks. And what we're seeing is that people are not who we thought they were. And in a negative sense, okay? But then also, on the same respect, people who you didn't think were something are also not who you thought they were, and they're stepping up in a way that you weren't expecting. So you're getting, on one side, it's negative because a mask is falling off, revealing a true identity, and there's desperation, despair, sadness that they did not live up to whatever ideologies we held of that person. And then the second one is where people who maybe you didn't hold a lot of faith in are standing up at the table, and you're blown away at their exemplary skills or their exemplary in my life, I have seen people resolve some conflict that I was not expecting them to be able to resolve. So for me, it has been the people that have stood up like the mask that I kind of put on them, me meaning I sort of placed a mask on them, and that mask has fallen off, revealing a true identity. And I've been surprised and very well pleased in a true identity. So the question that I feel begets us all is, are we placing or perceiving an identity on people that is false? Or are they placing an identity on themselves that we perceive as false? Because in the case of politics, or in the case of celebrities, we're getting, they're not, definitely not who I thought they were. And then in the case of personal scenarios, you know, you could be disappointed that someone is, they could have been supportive, acting like they had your back, in one respect. And then when it gets down to the nitty gritty, you find that they abandon you or whatever your mission is, and you're left standing there holding the bag. So, you could be disappointed. They didn't fulfill what the mission was, what you needed them to, or you could be thinking, wow, they stood up to the plate when I least expected them to. And that for me has been a trend. I have seen people stand up, support, or help me in different ways, especially specifically in my community, that I wasn't expecting. And I will say that the positive cases far outweigh the negative, but the negative cases where a mask has fallen off of someone and their true nature is identified, where it's like shocking and then also very disappointing, that seems to be more resounding than the positive cases. Unfortunately, I mean, I guess it's just how you look at it, whichever way you perceive it. But I mean, that's the one thing I wanted to talk about in today's podcast is like, are we looking at the people who showed up when we weren't expecting someone to show up? And are we giving them as many accolades as we possibly can? And we're saying, I see the good in the world. I can see the light through what this person has done. Or are you just focusing on the people that weren't living up to who you thought they were? And that makes me bring the question to the surface in my own personal nature. Am I being who I need to be? Am I being my authentic self from the inside out? And when I say inside out, I use that term with my kids a lot, because I say, am I being who I need to be from the inside out? Because am I living what's in my heart in my everyday life? And that's probably the question you need to ask yourself as well. Am I living out who I deem myself to be? If I wrote down who I was on paper, am I living that out? And I think that if you ask yourself that question and you actually participate in that like journaling activity of, I'm going to write down who I am. What am I all about? I am all about truth. I'm all about the light. I'm all about, I had a conversation with a friend this morning and she said to me, I don't need to be careful of what I say because I'm always saying the truth. And I was like, yes, me too. I feel the same thing. Like, I don't have to be cautious of what I say to certain people. And we were discussing how another person had said to both of us on separate occasions, be careful what you say to such and such. And we both laughed. You know, outside of that conversation, we both laughed and said, I don't know why they said that to me, because I'm always the same, no matter who, no matter what is on the table, I'm always bringing the same energy to the table. And that is, I'm telling the truth. I'm speaking the truth. I'm living the truth. So if you wrote down what you were all about, are you all about the truth? Are you all about the light? Are you all about living your life outwardly in the outward way, who you are inside? And that's what I always say to my kids, be who you are from the inside out. Don't just be on the surface. Be everything from the inside out. So if we, each one of us, if we look at that, we used to have a friend, no longer with us right now, but he used to say, this is back in like the late 90s, he was a very nice dresser. We worked in a bank environment together. And he always had like the most fashionable clothes, very colorful, very daring for a guy. And he was very confident in his manhood and his self. And he would say people need to do a personal inventory before they leave the home every day. And he would say this in a funny, joking way because he could not believe, and this is like really before the era of like now it's normal to wear pajama pants everywhere you go. Like that's just we have sunk so low in society that is a normal staple or standard of who we are as people. But back in the late 90s and early 2000s, you would not wear your pajama pants in public. It was just not something people did. And when people began to dress in such a way like that and embrace that pajama pant wearing life, I think that was probably the early part of the onset of this. He would say, he would be so disgusted, and he would say, people need to do a PI before they leave the house. And we would laugh. We would laugh. Our team, we were in a team together, and all of us would laugh. And some new people would be around, and they'd say, what's the joke? And the joke would be, the personal inventory. What's the personal inventory? Like, do you look at yourself in a mirror before you walk out of the house? Do you check yourself? And I just can't help but having gone through a spiritual awakening, I don't do a physical personal inventory. I do a spiritual personal inventory before I not leave the house, but before I engage with outside people. And I will admit, in I have not always done that, but it's something that I have been doing recently, like in the past 90 to 120 days. What persona are you bringing to the table when you're with people, when you're talking to people, when you're engaging with people? And are you living yourself from the inside out who you truly are? Or are you just reacting emotionally to the situation? Are you taking on the ideas that someone else has? Are you conforming, or are you standing in what you believe is truth and what you believe is light? Because that is all very important to us as people to recognize, I don't agree with this person, and it might not be comfortable for me to say so, but I'm going to stand in that. I'm going to stand in that authenticity of, that's cool that you, that's your opinion, but I don't agree with that, but I respect you because it's different. And I could go on for days about that concept in itself, is, you know, agreeing to disagree. But really, when you're going back to the masks falling off, if people weren't so influenced by what other people's opinions were or thoughts, I think it would be so much easier for us to be authentic and really live that inside out way. We can't really live in an inside out way because people feel so much like they have to live up to expectations of what someone has set for them. So, are we setting up people for failure, for false hope in our relationships? Or is this just a projection of us in our ego? I definitely think it is our ego that is keeping us back from being more authentic. If each and every one of us laid off stepping into our ego, if we just went into that authentic space, lived who we were from the inside out, there would really be no disagreement. We would respect each other as different. We would respect and honor each other as mixed cultures, mixed ideas, mixed concepts. And don't we all need the melting pot? We need the melting pot. We don't need to be conforming. And when you look around in today's society, I think one of the most disparaging things that has ever happened is this concept that we all should conform. I don't want armies. I don't want foot soldiers. I want a melting pot. I like the melting pot. I like eclectic. And I think many people do. So, moral of the story of living your authentic self truly from the inside out, we also can't have expectations that it's easy for everyone to do this. It takes a very long time for someone to awaken to the truth of who they are and live who they are from the inside out. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of spiritual awakening and a lot of practice to live in your truth. Because sometimes some people just don't have the confidence or the strength to be who they truly are with other people or with certain groups of people. Your family might be one of the biggest triggers of you not living out your true authentic self. You've always brought to the table an emotional code. You've always brought to the table conflict resolution. Maybe in your mind, you hate conflict resolution. Maybe that's something you're triggered by. But because your family expects it, you just continue to be that resolver, the mediator, the peacekeeper. Maybe they need to see you in a different light. Maybe you need to flip a few tables and show them that there's more to you than just simply resolving conflict. And I think if we could just honor each other, that it's not easy being authentic, but it's respectful to honor in another person our differences. I think if we could just be in that energy and not in this divisive energy, we would find ourselves in a completely new earth. And maybe that is what New Earth is. Maybe New Earth is we let go of the divisive vein that is pumping right through the middle of society today, and we truly embrace the authenticity of people. That is a really interesting concept. I hope that that is what comes to light. So I hope you enjoyed my thoughts today, and I'm sorry that I have taken such a long hiatus, but I am excited to get back to it. So stay tuned. I'm going to have a special guest on in the next few days, and we are going to have a conversation about manifesting. So I will chat with you soon, and thanks for listening to the Light Seeking Podcast.